This is Radio Nepal. I am Essence. Rest of the news, the headlines first. Home Ministry decides to rescue and provide relief materials to landslide victims of Tilgaon at Namkha Rural Municipality 6 in Humla District. Department of Hydrology and Meteorology urges for precaution citing possibility of rainfall for 3 more days. Anti-graft body CIAA files corruption case against 5 people including Sunil Pardal, the then executive director of National Information Technology Center. Nepal enters global qualifiers of Women's T20 World Cup for the first time. And UK and EU reach new deal setting out post-Brexit relations on areas including fishing rights, trade and defence. Now the news in detail. The Ministry of Home Affairs has decided to rescue and provide immediate relief materials for the victims of the landslide occurred at Tilgaon of Namkha Rural Municipality in Humla District. A meeting of stakeholders held at the Home Ministry today under the coordination of Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak made the decision towards that end. Kamal Ram Joshi, Director General of the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology, who participated in the meeting, said the meeting decided to form a research team to investigate the actual cause of the landslide. The landslide occurred on the 15th and 16th of May, had put 18 families of Tilgaon at risk. Meanwhile, the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has said there is a possibility of rainfall for 3 more days in the country due to influence of westerly winds as well as local winds. Meteorologist at the division Sanjeev Adhikari said there is a possibility of rain for the next 3 days. The Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority CIAA has filed a corruption case of 57.9 million rupees against 5 people including the then Executive Director of the National Information Technology Center, Sunil Pardal. The Commission's spokesperson, Rajendra Kumar Pardal, informed that the corruption case was filed because the price of the main technical equipment purchased in the fiscal year 2075-76 Bikram Sambat was found to be higher than the current price list available on online sources. Similarly, the then assistant director of the center, Ramesh Prasad Pokhrel, computer engineer Ram Sharan Gaik, the then accounts officer Neem Bahadur Oli of the Max International Private Limited also faced the charges. The meeting at the House of Representatives today has passed the Water Resources Bill 2081 by a majority. Meanwhile, the meeting of the National Assembly today unanimously approved the proposal seeking deliberations on the bill designated to amend some Nepal Acts 2080 Bikram Sambat. Leela Devi Gartola and Mahesh Thapa took an oath of office and secrecy as the chair of the commission and on investigation of enforced disappeared persons and the Truth and Reconciliation Commission respectively. The newly appointed chairs of the twin commissions on the transitional justice took the oath before Chief Justice Prakash Man Singh Raut. After taking the oath at the Supreme Court today, both chairs administered the oath of office and secrecy to the members of the respective commissions. The delegates from the European Union today paid a courtesy call on Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli. This is the first time in Nepal that such a number EU delegates, including Fernoqui Lorenzo, the EU ambassador to Nepal, have been in Kathmandu. During the meeting, discussions between the two sides centered on the Nepal-EU diplomatic ties since 51 years and the significance of EU cooperation for Nepal's stability, economic development and good governance. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
हरेक दिन को लागी सब पैक यही पाए जहाँ जाऊँ कनेक्टेड रहस इंटरनेट मसाफ कर दूँ
डेटा वॉइस एसएमएस नेपाल टेलिकमको सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरू खरिद गर्न *14# ह्यास डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The Republic Day main celebration committee 2082 Bikram Samvat has been formed with Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli as its chairperson. In a meeting held at the office of Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, the proposal put forth by the Home Ministry to this regard was endorsed, along with the draft of proposed programs for the celebrations of the day. The main celebrations will take place at the Nepal Army Pavilion at Turikhel on the 29th of May. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subba Gurung has emphasized that public service broadcasters Radio Nepal and Nepal Television should keep the public well informed by producing their news and programs in favor of the citizen rather than in favor of any political party or government. The Communication Minister made the remarks at a transformation debate organized by Public Service Broadcasting Nepal in Kathmandu today. Dr. Mahendra Bista, Executive Chairman of Public Service Broadcasting Nepal, informed that it has been 6 months since the formation of PSB and that the organization is still in a transitional phase, so the organization is working to fully implement it. Now a sports update. Nepal has for the first time made its place in the global qualifiers of the ICC Women's T20 World Cup. Nepal secured the position, defeating the United Arab Emirates UAE by 5 wickets. Nepal climbed to this success by securing the top 2 berths of Super 3. In a match played at the Third Thai Cricket Ground in Thailand today, UAE, batting first after losing the toss, scored 114 runs while losing 7 wickets in the allotted 20 overs. Nepal achieved the victory target of 115 runs in 19.3 overs at the loss of 5 wickets. Now, along with Nepal, 10 teams will play in the Women's T20 World Cup Global Qualifier this year. The top 4 teams in that competition will play in the ICC Women's T20 World Cup Cricket Tournament taking place in England in 2026. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. The UK and the EU have reached a new deal setting out post-Brexit relations on areas including fishing rights, trade and defence, the BBC says. A key part of the deal involves giving European fishing boats a further 12 years of access to British waters in exchange for easing some trade frictions. It marks the biggest reboot since the UK officially left the EU in 2020 and comes after years of disagreements over Brexit. The agreement was finalized late on Sunday ahead of a summit involving EU chiefs Ursula von der Leyen and Antonio Costa in London on Monday. Former US President Joe Biden has been diagnosed with prostate cancer that has spread to his bones, a statement from his office said on Sunday. According to the BBC, the discovery was made on Friday after he reported urinary symptoms which led doctors to find a small nodule on his prostate. The statement said the cancer is a more aggressive form of the disease and Biden and his family are reviewing treatment options. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Koshi, Madhes, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumini provinces, along with the hilly regions of the country, and mainly fair to partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Koshi, Madhes, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumini provinces and at 1 to 2 places of the rest of the country. There are also chances of light rainfall and snowfall at a few places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Home Ministry decides to rescue and provide relief materials to landslide victims of Tilgaon at Namkha, Rural Municipality 6 in Humla District. Department of Hydrology and Meteorology urges for precaution, citing possibility of rainfall for 3 more days. Anti-graft body CIAA files corruption case against 5 people, including Sunil Paudel, the then executive director of National Information Technology Center. Nepal enters global qualifiers of Women's T20 World Cup for the first time, and UK and EU reach new deal setting out post-Brexit relations on areas including fishing rights, trade and defence. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.